Und beginnen können darf man sagt das nase darf nun hey beginnen mit basic und zwischen master beginnen mit gebora da ist legit sa na we explain the law of our mishnah for a chizah to that it shouldn't be difficult that when he means our mishnah is nizir zmeretz means nizir zmeretz is left so let's say you took for 50 days sad 20 you have 30 days left oh da ist legit sa so klima says tay says what you have to say doch kama what he's saying is val nizir zmeretz ki hai such a minimum naziris, like tikshlach is not difficult because akshus mikor, like originally asked, ilim is meretz. What do you mean? Is meretz a being gittel sa? We only have to have growth of here. But you start claiming different. The Mishnah say it should demolish what was counted before. No, it's like gittel sa. Couldn't you gittel sa? No, here is what you have left is that amount. So it's not going to be battle anything as a claim. Next test master is the Gemara Masav Rami Barchama from a Mishnah left in the Testament base. Another show you Tommy Besafik. Loi, meaning he has a suffix, Ulay Nitman Mesa explained, maybe he became Tamar from a dead person. And, as Tais quotes, Umuchlid Besafik, and he's also maybe, Ulay Huchlid, as Tais says, maybe he was confirmed as a Mitzeva. Meaning, he might have been Nazavad, but someone definite Nazar, who's Safik, but he's not sure if Nitman Mesa later became Tamar from a dead person or not. Chenu Safik is also not sure if he was confirmed as a Zer or not, had after that from being a parent. Now, the next Tais is from the next Amid. So, this is all a quote from the Mishnah Nafnun Taz. He could eat, partake of kachem only after 60 days. Why? So Taisa explains. Shouldn't something mitzayru because he's a doubtful mitzayru. Now, basa lecha kachem, now you're not allowed to partake of kachem, karbonis, at shaitan, besabi tzata, until you purify yourself from the doubt of your tzras. But if a karbonis mitzayru, you mean the karbonis of mitzayru. Because the mchusik yipurim, basa lecha kachem. Because someone is like a tobin, and I'll partake of kachem. Now, as Taisa explains, of mashum neziris tami, which is also one of the doubts he has, limits kachem. For the doubt of maybe he's tami, or in general, even if it was definitely tummy, that would not make him prohibited from kachem. I've got the talk on the labor carbon, although he has to bring a carbon, should mean tummy is lemagufe, because this tummy does not come out of his body. So let me come mechuzi kippurim. So it's not called lacking a tummy. I mean, peg about mechuzi kippurim, like it must increase of your mouth. Daf commission to masa yetz magufe. Only, I mean, obviously, if he was tummy, he wouldn't be able to, but from the fact of, which is really what we're discussing regarding the karbanas, for the atumah that only someone that tumah comes out of his body, like a metzera, kor mechuzik b'rum, is considered lacking atumah. But regarding of tumah, which comes from somewhere outside, although not the tumah has to bring a karban, that would not make him a mechuzik b'rum. Okay, so, Kate said, so how do you understand this case of the Mishnah? So it's as follows. Someone took a nazir of 30 days. Of mass. Now the first day he has a subject tumah, maybe he came in contact with a dead person. And the subject mitzras, he also has a doubt, maybe he had a mitzras. Because the subject is not true. Mamash, was it that what blossomed on him was literally tzras in bayiku, or maybe it was something tar. Now the basar, it's either with a saf or a sin. Or shin. Now, how should be a bus or sin? Bus or shin didn't stop the gamma. Either way, the skin is totally healed right now. So it was only for that one day that maybe he had it. So, Mazav is showing the table. What he does is he sprays himself day three, he sprays himself day seven, and he repeats it, and Matevel need ties himself. Now, he's already purified himself from the doubt of the actual tumma from a dead person, and the gear says, Im Lasib Sheba. Now, he's already pure. Now, the question is like this. If he would come to cut his hair on day 7, the way would be if he was a Nazir Tami, or like a Mitzvah who got healed also. So, seemingly after 7 days already, he should be able to cut his hair. Emily would tell him, no, Lahamtin, wait, he's not cut his hair until 30 days. Why? Because either the Gersa Deim or the Shema, Nazir Targamat, maybe you are a full fledged Tahar Nazir. Shalemit Mesa. Maybe you did not become Tamei. And another time to make a lech to Shalashim. A Tar Naz and Allah cut his hair with him 30 days. El Adam, only when the bloods of his carbons have been sprayed. Beshleb Shalashim Yoim. At the end of 30 days, Kishnim and Nizuruzim. When he finds this in the Zikas, Kitazil, he says in the Pasuk, Tali Amal Risha, and Malaysia bin Israel. One of the three prohibitions of a Naz is not to cut the hair on the seventh until he finishes in the Zikas. Now, Shalashim Shalashim Yoim, at the end of 30 days, then he cuts his hair. Now, Mishpatei Abos Kabanaisim. Now, what's the halachas of the Kabanas that he brings? Before Shlegaman, the Perek Shnei Nazim is explicit in the next Perek, Tafsamach Amal, Shem maybe Tziparim Mitzayra Shkut Mishlachas. So he brings the birds of the Mitzayra, which one is slaughtered, one is sent away. Bechatis Oiv Abala Safik Mishlachas. So that's because of maybe he's a Mitzayra. Then he brings Bechatis Oiv, the bird Chatas, Haba Al Hasafik, that could be brought in situations of doubt, in contrast to the animal ones, which cannot be brought in doubt. Mishlachas Safik Nazim, because maybe he's another Tami. Then a third type, a third category, but Olis Behema, which is one of the three types of animals he brings, which an oila could also be brought as a suffix because it could be an adaba oila. But Olis Behema, Shem Suffolk Nazatar, maybe he's a Nazatar. Now, although you can only cut here on the bloods Van Minen is the Gersa, and we say the Megillah Lechem Im Yatzit. Now, if you cut down one of them, you fulfill the obligation. Masna, I mean, you stipulate. But Badai Nasa Lechem Kachim. Now, he's still, however, going to be forbidden to eat Kachim after 30 days. Why? The Shabbat Mukhlar. Maybe he was a confirmed Sayyid. Return to Kalach Hashem is Vabba is coming nice. And you slept the Kachim a second time, which is usually a week later, but here, as we're explaining, you cannot. You're going to have to wait another 30 days. And then you have to bring your karbanos in general, because it's in Pasuk Mitzrayim, it's in Pasuk Mitzrayim. It says, meaning if it gets dressed, let's say someone was confirmed Mitzrayim. Okay, it gets healed, the negative dress. So first you start off, take two birds, and you take one bird, amayim chayim, on the living water, and you send away the living bird. But Gilgal calls, sorry, the karbanos here, he stays out of his house for 7 days. On the day 7, he cuts his hair, and washes his flesh of water, he goes to mikveh. On the 8th day, after he counted, he takes two lambs, one's for oil, one's for asham, and the kifs is the gives of echel, chatas, one ewe, one she lamb for a chatas. Now, the problem is, this person cannot go ahead and cut his hair a second time after the 7 days after the first time. Maybe it's not a mitzvah. Maybe it was a nazatama. And he has to start over now his 30 days of his naziris, because the first 30 days he did not count as naziris, because the queen would be called by Yom Rishon Yiplu, that the first days fall away, giving them a sapkalim and nazatama, because we're not sure maybe he was a nazatama. And as the Gisimir Ransberg is, the second 30 days, maybe, he may mean naziris tara, the days and days of purification, with a green bay, we recited that tara lo yavala reshi, not let put a razor on your head. At Malaysia means until you finish days in the Zikas. So you can't do it 7 days later to, in case you're a Mitzrayim Mochlet, because maybe you're not. So let's say Shish Megalech, after 30 days after that, which is after the end of 6 days, cuts his hair. Now, Bahach Taglach Hashnia, now regarding the second haircut, like let's look at Nazatami, that cannot be a doubt of Nazatami, because the Mesapik Nazatami, Navik Mitaglach Hashnia, and the Gersh is Besef Lam Yom Hashnia. It was Nazatami, ready to take care of his haircut at the end of the first 30 days. Nazatarik, let's look at it. Maybe he's a Nazatar. Oh, maybe this was the haircut of this, the second haircut of the Mitzara, which is after his 7 clean days. Or maybe on this behema, Mishra Bissabi Nazatar. So he has to bring on the behema because maybe he's a Nazatar. So that he can come and see on the bloods, Masna laying in, he stipulates on that. And Lamacha Shriyam Tiglachasai, the next day after he takes his haircut, Yabi Kabanis Mitzar brings the Kabanis of Mitzar. Because the ilachat is behema, and the balsam, they cannot be in concentration of death. Ach, what he should do is yafkin the chasab, he should make all his assets ownerless, and then he can bring chasab, because the matzah runs like matzah who is poor, who could bring that of a bird carbon, which could be run in the situation of suffering. Now, v'asham nam yevel v'shimen, now, according to v'shimen, he actually also bring the asham, because I mean, he says asham matzah lasnui be, and he says kishlam or bishlam, you could stipulate the asham be like a shlamim. L'ramon v'shimen islu d'asham in makvah, now, according to v'ramon v'shimen, would disagree, yeah, that's okay, the asham is ma'akim lechem b'kashim, the of kashim. But okay, so that after 6 days he could eat of kachem. But then also lishes yam tamas mesim. But he's still forbidden to drink wine every time he mesim because the shem mukhlaroi. Maybe it was a kavur mitzera. And the vishnei tekalach yisal lishos mitzera. The first 2 records that were done for the mitzera the gamal al savare were one for when he finished his naziras and his saras, and one for the counting 7 days after that. The vein elu tekalach nazar doesn't count towards the hair cutting of another target. I mean, like I'm on the pregnant basin, like Moses says later on over there in the next parak. So therefore you need another 2 haircuts. Echel nazatami, one for his naziris of tama, echel nazatami, one for his naziris of tava, which is l'seif tishem yigalech shlisha. So at the end of 90 days he does the 3rd haircut. Ba'ach shlisha, now regarding this 3rd haircut, like l'sukim tzareklan, now there's no more doubt of any element of mitzvah at all. Kim nazatar, maybe he's a nazatar, I'm nazatama, maybe that of naziris of tama. Ba'ach tegalach, now this haircut, yev shlisha, elat seif lamed yoim, that you'd only do at the end of 30 days, or tishem yom says 90 days. Because the layman by Menazirah Matzah, I don't have to tell you by a minimum Menazirah that's our layman, that you have to wait 30 days, Mishum Gidl Sabah, because of growth over here, because this might be the Menazirah of Tahara. After, because that's even according to Rav Chizkiah, Menazirah Merubah. But that's what we're coming to say, actually, in the Fajr Azal, coming to contradict Rav Chizkiah, that's even by a longer Menazirah, Mishum Desvira, because he holds the Mitzarate in our Lekalik, like Rav Chizkiah, coming to refute Rav Chizkiah, said that even any days of the Tzas are not going to count at all. And if you have to wait for the 3rd haircut, after the 2nd haircut, can be made in Naziris, like the amount of days of Naziris, because Ule Nazar Mitzayraba. But Loy Nazar Tamim, maybe he was a Nazar that was also Mitzayra, and was not, however, Nazar Tamim. Now, well, Saif Tishim at the end of 90 days, because Mileh Shlishis, when you do the 3rd haircut, like Lesvukim Mitzayra, then there's no doubt of the Mitzayra anymore, because you already did that in the first 3 haircuts, if it was. The only question is whether he's a Nazar that was Tar or Tane. So we have the oilless behema, which I'm subbing nazar tar, because maybe it's subbing nazar, that was tar. Look, leich adam to say, you got this here after the bloods. And machadzah soif, and you bring the chadzah soif, mishum subbing nazar tamay, because maybe he was a nazar tamay. But nine nazar lishas yam tam lamesim, he's not drink wine and tam lamesim, because there's shem mukhlar ayam. Because, again, although we're doing one of the three things, which is teglachas, you still can't do the other two of drinking wine and tam lamesim, because shem and mukhlar ayam, maybe it was a confirmed tzayla. And a nazar tamay, and it was tamay, a nazar that became tamay. So the olish them take a lach is rishayin. So the first one gets well litzarate. Bashli should there only nazar tamei for his tumah of nazirus. Can't start with this. Oy lamen nazirus tara. Then he has to get another 30 days of nazirus of tara. And lasev lamen at the fourth, at the end of the fourth 30 days, he galech cuts his hair. But he becomes tara about only brings a covenant of purity. Master man, he stipulates regarding a confession like a manberg shnei nazir, like Moses explained in the next parag. Then the mitzvah says yam tamei zim. Then he's allowed to drink wine. Tamei zim. And this is what the Mishnah taught, as our Gemara quotes on the next amen. Then he can finally drink wine in Tamil Mesim after 120 days. Now says Tosafot Medakdik Haram. The Ram was precise in inferring. Obviously, you have to say Shemaglech Bayim Lamed. That he actually cuts the hair on day 30 itself. He's only going to cut his hair on day 31, like other Nazirim do. And it comes out that your second haircut is on day 61. If you're starting day 31, you're going to end on day 61. Problem is, that means you're not going to eat kachem until the following day, which is day 62. Because the material was only table to himself in the mikveh after he cuts his hair, which you tell me is on day 31, which would be day 61. But you can't bring your kabbans until you have shemesh. And you mean commands the next day? Because you're on day 8, maybe kabbanos of the test. You bring your commands on day 9. Ella rather says Taisus. Rather, what you do is you cut your hair on day 30. Well, maybe echad may give a kabbanos of the nazatar, and he brings one of his two kabbanos of a nazatar, which is oyla shlam. Aladam, so that he cuts his hair on the bloods because it was like nazatar. Maybe it was a tar nazar, and this is being done on day 30. Now, so it's going to come out the right cheshbon that you can have actually, like we said, la'achar shishim yom, you're going to be kachem, which is going to be day 61 and not day 62. But then that's the question: why is that? So Taisa explains. Although generally all of the nazirim don't cut their until day 31, haim and rabban. That's only rabbinically, because in the raisa, the truth, the biblical yom lam and muscle begleich, you're allowed to cut your hair right at day 30 for two different reasons: either the rab nas the mishum the mixim kikula, because part of the day is like the whole day. So it's like you finish 30 on day 30 itself. El Bapada, or going to Bapada, could actually mechafta simnish man nazirus, as the Gemara says this on the famous day, is that actually biblically it's only a nazir is only 29 days. So Behikl, therefore, nazir is that this nazir that dying in the shes b'lem tamal mesim is actually not drinking wine or not tamal mesim anyway. So I made the brim. So they didn't impose their rabbinic law. Ukma the rest, and they kept on the biblical law, but trundle gelech v'yamlam, and they let him cut his hair on day 30. But says there's meiv kasha, but what's difficult with the kalach shlish from the third haircut? The inosh is there is also not drinking wine yet. But falachi, even so, the gear says migalech b'shlish me'echad. He's going to be cutting his hair on day 31. Elanir, rather, it seems the mishum achil is kachim because of eating kachim, which hekilu b'shnei tekalach is rishayin. Like let me, they want you to be able to eat kachim. So never they will eat the first two haircuts initially to do it on day 30 in contrast, or after day 60, really allowed to eat kachem. So the haircut number 30 is no reason for us to be leading. That's from Rav, from Rabbeinu Peret Sheyichya. Now the Girsi is actually not Hachigasim, but actually Hagah, which actually it's brought that this should be after the first Dibur of Taisa Naf Nunvav Omer Aleph, which really would seem to belong here, but we'll say it on the next Amid. But says Taisus, "Vakati ene maybe karbanis nazir tama by bayem." However, it still doesn't bring the karbanis of nazir tama that day, meaning the kibin should talk litvul acha teglacha. Since you tell me that he has a table after he takes the haircut, because kidim mitzera should table acha kol teglacha. Like we're saying, if he's a mitzera who has the table after the haircut, not before, so mechzikilu hitvilus nazir tama bayem shvi. So it also looks like at the same time, because we're not sure, maybe he's nazir tama. Looks like as if he's tabling for his Nezirus of Tumah on the seventh day, because like we're saying, because we're also not sure, maybe he's another Tameh. Now, the Azen may be Achmini. There also, you can only bring your hair, you only bring your Kaman then on day 8, because it looks like it's day 7, it's day 30, but so therefore you cannot either bring your Kaman on another Tameh, and the Macher is Yom Tekel HaKasim, there also you have to bring it on the day following the day of the haircut, on day 31. Maybe Chatas Oiv get a Nazar Tame, because the Shemahu Tame, Balay Machel, maybe he's Nazar and not Machel. And then Vim Oiv Lama Yom Yom Shalish Meach, and you got another 30 days from day 31, so maybe carbon Tuma, which you brought your carbon of Tuma, because Rabban and Per Gimel, and Abiyat Kazim and Bez, the Amid that they say, Hebe Chatas Abish Lehebe Shamay, mind that, yeah, you can start counting if you bring a Chatas, even though you didn't bring your Asham. And the year says, Vim Shishim Shu Yom Lama Lemignone, and day 60, which is 30 days from his counting, Migaleach, and then you cut Yakim the first that we explain. Well, the Malchus the following day, the Hanyim Shishim Echad, day 61, maybe come in Tzaratai, Chata Sa'iv, come in Mitzayra under like a poor Mitzayra. Now, Ben Mashu, like we said, if he's wealthy, Mavka Nechasi has to declare his asset ownless, Mutlech HaMakashim, then he's permitted to eat from Kachim, because there's Shama in Ma'akim, Lech HaMakashim, but like we said, according to Rabban, the Ashram, the Ma'akim, the Mishim, and the Mavin Kachim, as absurd, you can bring Kachim, then it'll become invalidated. So maybe get Mashim, and that's the Mishlam, so you bring also Ashram, and you stipulate in just in case there's shlam, and you'll only eat it the amount of time of Ashram. But that's what it is. We're learning Zavach and Avayim Vam and Avayim Shem Nami. He says, Lamarchus, the following day, maybe Ashram Abaluga, you bring the Ashram and it's Loig. But I mean, he says, if it's a Mitzayru, it's Ashram and Zalogi, this is Ashram, this is Loig, Mim Lav, not Yeshlam, give Yeshlam. But it's Ashram turned itself in Mahinus Bahul. Now that Ashram requires like Ashram does in the north and Mahinus. But again, we'll also treat it just in case like a shlam. Now, so it comes out, Lamachra Shishim Yayim, so it comes out the day after 60 days, and Yom Shishim Echad, day 61, Echad B'Kachim, you can eat of Kachim, because the Gvar Gilach, basic Lachas, you already went and did your two haircuts, and also, Mahim Mitzayim, and Mitzayim, Kvanit is already purified. Now, Mi Yitak Lachas Shlish, but the third haircut, Lekal Lefukash, and then you cannot explain like that, you're in the table, Achad the Lachas, not totally anymore after the haircuts. Kibishas Lech Svegash Mitzayim, you already finished all your dads of Mitzayim. So with some Chalim, what you have to say, the Vadi basic Lachas Achrein, is he right, the last two haircuts, you're only going to get here on day 31, as the case of Maran Branch begins, and you're cutting here on day 91, because your count started from day 61. Maybe Ulis Behema, you bring Ulis Behema to cut here on the blood, and maybe Chatzayv is being Chatzayv, Mishum, something that's a topic, because maybe you're not a topic. Because by the first haircut, and the gear says Vishni, and the second one, well, the Mukhlarai, maybe the year was confirmed Mitzayr, but Olai, the Zuras didn't count for his Nazirus. Umaskal Minyan and Miyayim, and the gear is Tishim Be'echon, you start to count from day 91, Umaskal, and the gear is Eshim Be'tisha Yayim, 29 days, Al, and the gear is here also Tishim Be'echon on day 91, Shem Mev Esmiyam, which takes you to day 120, Megalev Yim Kapha Kapha, and you count you on day 121, Shulam Be'echon Yim Lamyan, which is 31 days from me counting. Which he said, here you have to do 31 days. Maybe carbon tag levad, you bring only a carbon of purity, or mutabim kapalav, let's just say, you permit on day 121 to drink wine. And the gear says, Vehishlim, Nizirusi, he finished his Nizirus. Now, Vehishli in Talmud, we have to give a reason. The Dav Kabashne, the Galaxy Shrine, specifically the first two haircuts, the Galaxy Bukim Besak Mitzah, which maybe your Safik Mitzah, maybe your Mitzah, he killed Lilius Bayam Lamed. So then, like we said, they permitted you to do the haircut on day 30. Because once you be able to eat karbanis, chutz kapara. But the last two, shein lo b'itzav mitzayin, there's no more suffering mitzayin, shveil l'shan nazir, they equate him to other nizirah, shemekaleh, v'nishleish me'echad, where he cuts it on day 31, l'kachim, but whatever it says, v'sheis b'yam t'amal mezer, achar kov chaviyam, which according to this girsa, we'll see on the next amid, a different girsa, but after 120 days, which actually on day 121. Now, the Gemara continues, as Tosa quotes, v'tani Allah, now we learned on that Mishnah Braisa, that says, b'midmum, when do we say this, halacha of the 120 days, Menzirus Mu'etas, a minimum Menzirus of 30 days. Now, as Dain Loib Kof Chof, then it's going to be enough for the sum total, as we said, 120 days. But as the words of the Gemara are, but Menzirus Bashnasa, but if Menzirus itself was for a year, then Echel B'Kashim Lachash Teshem, then you'll only be able to eat Kachem after 2 years. Teshem, like we explained, because Shemam Megalek Roshayin Achan, you have to wait to do your first haircut until a year because the Shem Nazatar. Maybe it's not any one of these other doubts is Nazatar, where you're not cut here during that time of Nazigos. The Shnei Ad Shteishon, the second one has to wait until 2 years, the Shem Elohim Mokhlet, maybe it's not Mokhlet of Nazatame, only Nazatame. So, therefore, you can't just do it right after, like seven days later, you have to wait a year. And the first one was for Nazigos Tama, and the second one is for Nazigos Avtacha. And Shlish is the third one, Acholosham, until 3 years, the Shema Mukhlet Ha'i, but like Tama Mes, maybe it was a Mukhlet and not Tama Mes. So it comes out that actually the first two were for his Tzaras, and now the third one has to be a year for his Nazigos. Now, Revi's Adabasham, the fourth one also has to wait until the fourth year, because the Shema Mukhlet Utme Mes Ha'i, maybe it's both. So if you give the first two haircuts was for his tzaras. Shlish nazar tam, and the third one was for nazir tam, and revis nazar tam, and the fourth one is for nazir tam. But that one has to also wait a year because you can't do it less than a year.